Constitution today.
Will they or won't they release those photos of prisoners in various stages of so-called torture? And the answer is nope, there's been a reversal. We have the details coming up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also, Shanna Mokler, no longer pageant director. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. More collateral damage from the Miss California flap. It never ends. This story will never go away. Could the pilot of the plane you are flying in be making a mere $12.50 an hour? Low pay, fatigue, inexperience. Part of the reason why that plane might have gone down in Buffalo. Families, of course, are suing. Those hearings continue, and they're simulcast in New Jersey and in Buffalo. And, of course, they're taking place in Washington. We have the scoop on all of that. Plus, how future graduates can learn to live in a much better way without debt and not living paycheck to paycheck. Imagine that. I guarantee at least 70% of the people listening to me, maybe more, live paycheck to paycheck. Hey, I've done it. I know. And it's not always about the fact that you don't know how to save or how to grow your money. Sometimes disaster strikes. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. Plus, the man behind What You Got, that would be Harry Rinker. He joins us in our third hour, your chance to call with your stuff and find out what it's worth. But each and every Wednesday, right from the get-go, we welcome in Easy Ticket Mike for Sports Shorts. I'm sure he's disappointed as the Nuggets roll over the Mavericks 124-110. They move on in the playoffs, capping the West for the first time since 1985. I thought I was misreading that. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. My Mavs got knocked out tonight, but of course I didn't. You know, Denver's just a lot better team than the Mavs are. You know, I'm a Mavs fan, and I didn't like the officiating, but that's another story.
Yeah, that's true. I think particularly in the last game, they got ripped off a foul that wasn't called that should have been called when they had a ridiculous amount of fouls, 61 called in the whole game that set things up. Or it was actually the game before that. Then, of course, the Mavs came back, but they couldn't do it this time around. But I think ultimately you're right. Denver was a better team. Chauncey Billups was a huge difference maker with Carmelo Anthony, and unfortunately for Dallas fans, as we're a national show, but people are listening to us in Dallas on KVCE, and we talked to Mike Fisher last week from DallasBasketball.com, and I'm sure there's some disappointed people, but the playoffs roll on, and you and I both seem to think that the Cavaliers were going to be there and the Lakers were going to be there in the end. Do you still stick with that prediction?
Well, you know, I'm looking at Denver probably being in it. Yeah, in the series, the Lakers and Denver, the Lakers won 3 out of 4 games during the season. But you know, Denver's looking really strong right now. I think that the Lakers, they're having trouble with Houston right now, and Houston doesn't even have Yao Ming playing.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
Yeah, so. The Lakers have to go back to Houston tomorrow. I expected them the last game, I expected Houston to get knocked out, when they announced that Ming had broken his foot and wasn't going to play, but they came back and, tied the series up. And so, the Rockets could come back and win that series, but I think it's possibly they may win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thing to watch, and this is when it gets really good. You start to pare it down, whittle it down, and things, one call the wrong way, or, you know, too many turnovers in the other direction and things certainly change. We should say, of course, you can go to easy-ticket.com to pick up tickets to any of the playoff games, doesn't matter how far along they are, whether it be in hoops or on the ice with hockey. So here we are in the conference finals, baby. How about the the Penguins knocking out the Capitals. They blew them away. I was surprised. I love the game sevens.
They had a really big scoring game. They beat the Caps tonight 6-2.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill Guerin, he got a shot right off going into the second period. He was one of my favorites when he was with the Stars. And speaking of the Stars, they announced today that Madonna's coming back for this 20th year with the Stars organization.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that actually the other day. He happens to be, believe it or not, Easy Ticket Mike on my Facebook. And so they had a little pre-announcement about that. But that's big because Madonna's no matter what, he is so, so popular. Hands down, he's the most popular star, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was disappointed that they didn't make it into the playoffs this year. And I think that's one of the reasons he's coming back. Plus, he's getting a little bit over $2 million, so. That's another reason to come back.
Yeah, that would give you an incentive, wouldn't it? I guess I'll stay for another season. Sure, why not? Hey, speaking of things related to Dallas, how about there's a lot of fans, of course, even across the country. As I traveled with the Cowboys, I saw they're like rock stars, and they still are. It's a team that people either love or they hate outside of Dallas. But the Cowboys couldn't get naming rights for their brand-new $1 billion stadium, so they're going to call it Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, it's that sounds logical, though.
It's absolutely, because what can you do? It's tough economically. So many people, you know, the unemployment's almost 9%, Mike, and money's tight all the way around. So, of course, corporations to pony up big money, eventually down the line it'll happen, but you got to go with the whole Cowboy Stadium thing now, because you're not going to be able to slap naming rights on it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that with Easy Ticket, but speaking of Cowboy Stadium, George Strait's going to be the first headlining act, and then I think the next one's the Jonas Brothers. They're both sold out right now. George Strait, I mean, that's a big stadium, but he's a big star, and he's going to he's going to be playing here soon. So.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, speaking of the NFL, before we know it, because here we are already in May, pretty soon they already have mini camps that are opening up. We'll be into training camps, and then before you know it, we'll be into preseason action, and then the regular season starting in September. Will you have tickets to a lot of the games across the country?
Yeah, I've got some really good seats, for the Cowboys coming up, but I've got seats for pretty much any game that they're looking for. We've got access to over 80,000 different events at any given time, or 80,000 tickets, and so it's we can get tickets to pretty much anything.
All right, so anybody listening to us in anywhere, Connecticut, wherever it might be, Illinois, or we have a brand new affiliate, Easy Ticket Mike, News Talk 1490 WVBG, Vicksburg, Mississippi. I like that area. I've been to Jackson, Mississippi, which is just a stone throw away. I had a lot of fun in Jackson. Absolutely. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you have a good evening, Kate.
You too. And sadly, yep, the playoffs roll on without certainly the Dallas Mavericks, but the fans in Denver are absolutely pumped up, and that's the way it goes. Hey, you know, some teams make it in, and then sometimes a bad call goes one way or the other. Not a bad call here. We're going to tell you how you can make money if you're just graduating. Hang with us on ATN.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway, Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Arizona State, baby. Sun Devil Stadium. I've been there. Tempe, Arizona. I was there for a wild football game, though. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's interesting. Obama didn't back away from the fact that he was snubbed by ASU because they said he didn't deserve an honorary degree because he hadn't accomplished anything yet or enough yet. So he gave his commencement speech and acknowledged it. It was a funny thing. Here's the quote. He said, "I come here not to dispute the suggestion that I haven't yet achieved enough in my life." He, basically broke out into a big old grin. He says, "First of all, Michelle Obama concurs with that assessment. She has a long list of things that I have not yet done waiting for me when I get home." But in addressing the class of 2009, he talked about saying that despite you've achieved a remarkable milestone in your life and that your families are proud, you can't rest on your laurels. I certainly would agree with that. It couldn't be more intense now to search for a job. And of course, after you've gone through college and what you might owe or maybe you don't owe if you're lucky, you come out and it's pretty tough these days with the economy. So what do you do? How do you get going in the right direction so you don't get, wrapped up in debt and find it just too tough to dig your way out of it? That happens to so many kids when they graduate from college. Joining us now is Tom Ebon. He is the author of How to Succeed in the Real World, basically the young adult's guide to personal finance, the ways that you can, the secrets. How can you not live paycheck to paycheck? Tom, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
My pleasure.
I remember when I got out of school, what happened to a lot of my friends, and I went to Ohio University, what happened to a lot of my friends is, we would get those credit cards in the mail, and everybody would assume they were going to make great money pretty soon down the line, so they would pile up a lot of debt on the credit cards. And I still have friends who are now very responsible paying back debt that they started to get when they had first graduated from college. So what do you say to kids listening who get all these, well, maybe they don't get as many now, but some of them that are stuck in credit card debt?
Yeah, it could be credit card debt and student loan debt and a host of other things. You know, if you're already in debt, you need to learn some strategies to get out. And if you're not in debt or not in too much debt, you definitely need to make a commitment to not get in debt. Debt is really super detrimental to your ability to build wealth. It almost cripples your ability to build wealth. It's very, very important to control, or I would contend, just not use debt.
Yeah, and it's true. Most people, I said this when I first went on the air, and maybe in this audience, maybe you have 75%, 70%, who knows, that are living paycheck to paycheck. And like you say, even if they're trying to get out of the cycle, they just can't get out of the cycle. So how do you start not living paycheck to paycheck?
Well, the very first thing you need to do is learn a couple of principles. And again, I use that word commitment, really commit to this and make it a priority. One, and these are so simple, they almost sound stupid, but their principles are tried and true, and like most things that make common sense, they work. First of all, you need to live on less than you make. That's the very starting point. How do you do that? You work up a budget. So you find out how you can take your income, manage your expenses so that there's a spread between what you're making and what you're spending, and you create positive cash flow. That's a very big key. Once you've been able to create positive cash flow, you now have money to save and invest, and you start that very early so that you can realize the incredible power of compound interest and time, and then that will lead to you being able to create passive income.
Yeah, and, you know, it's true, though. I mean, we're talking about grads, but you could certainly, somebody could start to do this in their 20s, you know, late 20s, 30s, even your 40s. I mean, you can turn things around, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, and one of the things I do talk about with young people is two things they need to really realize. They have two incredibly powerful assets. One is time and one is freedom. So if they're able to harness that power early, it's exponentially more powerful. But I guess there could be a point where it's maybe getting pretty tough or, you know, too late. But certainly you can turn things around. And I personally did it myself. I learned all these strategies over a course of time, but I didn't really fully implement them until I was in my 30s or 40s. And then I made up time really fast by getting real aggressive with it.
Yeah, and you say that you can, you know, if you do some of these steps that you're talking about, you can you can still become a millionaire. It's not impossible, because I think people think that the American dream is shattered because we're facing some tough times right now, but it's not, right?
No, I mean, you know, it's hard to predict the future, of course, but you look to the past, and we've always had economic cycles, and I share with young people that I graduated in college in 1983, and that was kind of the last big nasty recession. So I lived through what these folks are going through right now, and it was, frankly, fairly short-lived, and the times that followed were pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's true. And it is. I think it's a cyclical thing, and that's what happens. And, man, I completely agree with you on that. Okay, so one of the things, like you say, it sounds so easy, but you live on less than you make, obviously. What are some of the other things that you can do that you could give us some shortcuts to? And, of course, people can get your book, but what are some of the shortcuts that you'll tell us about in the book?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure you use the word shortcuts, but that's really not what we're doing. It's just the opposite. It's kind of a slower discipline approach. But another concept that we go over in the book is the idea of paying yourself first. Mm-hmm. And that goes kind of piggybacks on what I was saying before about living on less than you make, creating positive cash flow and so forth. But you want to commit to paying yourself first. So in other words, it's the concept of the first check that you write every month, the first bill that you pay is to yourself, to your savings and your investing. And we do just the opposite. We pay everyone else first, and then we say, well, with whatever's left over, we'll pay ourselves. Well, unfortunately, we all know there's nothing left over at the end of the month or very little. So you just reverse that. It's really a mentality or a state of mind, and you make a commitment to pay yourself first at the first check you pay. And again, if you start this early, we go over some very powerful charts that show the power of compound interest. And when you see that, you get very excited and get very motivated, and you realize that it just takes a small amount invested consistently at a good rate of return, and it can grow into a huge amount of money. And conversely, the longer you wait to get started, you lose a huge opportunity.
Yeah, it's interesting. In paying yourself first, you're so right about that, because what happens is exactly that. Even it doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't mean if you're making a big paycheck, a medium paycheck, or even a little bit. The problem is that everybody starts to write out their bills and everything else, and then they haven't pulled aside whatever it is, even if it's $100 or $50 or whatever, and it's too late then at the end. How about eating out? I think people sometimes don't realize, even if it's fast food, you know, I know I have guy friends that eat out like twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah. I would think that would add up and nip you eventually.
Oh, it absolutely does. And I had mentioned a budget before, and that's definitely one of the very revealing things you do with the budget. You start off by listing all of your expenses and all the way that you currently spend your money. And there's really only two ways to increase your cash flow, which is to make more or spend less. I guess there's three, or do both. And so if you are looking to cut out expenses as a way to create cash flow, you have to list all the ways that you're currently spending your money. It's always very revealing, and you do see exactly those things, and then you get into that concept of separating needs from wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may want to eat out a couple times a day, as you put it there, and it's easier for sure, but again, is that that's not a need. So if you pack the lunch maybe one of those times, you know, and then added that up, and again, you can carve out incredible savings when you go through that process.
Right. Yeah, boy, absolutely, I agree with that. All right, Tom, if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, how do they do that?
They would go online to succeedintherealworld.com.
All right, succeedintherealworld.com. And as Tom said, no shortcuts. There's tips, but no shortcuts. All good advice. Tom, thanks. We appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so some great advice for new graduates. And as Tom said, a lot of people listening in this audience, we've said this before and we've talked to financial people, it's never too late, I don't think, to turn it around where you can figure out other ways. It's like he said, the one thing that you have to do is you have to have a game plan. You have to have it on paper. You have to know what's going out. And people, I think, don't want to do that. They don't want to commit things to paper, and it makes a huge difference. Speaking of committing things, originally the photos were going to be released, but now they're taking it back. Why? We'll talk about it next on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator, producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asciox Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
We've been talking about it on these airwaves for a long time. It's a big-time reversal, though. Stunning. I was surprised. When I got up, I flipped on the tube, and all the conversation was about the photos. Yep, it's a big-time flip for the White House. Obama talking about actually fighting the release of dozens of photos showing the abuse of terror suspects because they're concerned about the images getting out there and the backlash it could ignite. Well, hello. Frank Gaffney from the Center for Policy Control was on Hardball the other day, and he's going to be a guest of ours in the next couple of days. And he talked about that, saying, you know, this is just ridiculous. And we've talked about it certainly on this show. How could you release those photos to endanger the guys that are over there right now? It just didn't make any bloody sense. Well, I'm going to let you hear what Obama had to say earlier today.
Let me also say a few words about an issue that I know you asked Robert Gibbs about quite a bit today, and that's my decision to argue against the release of additional detainee photos. Understand these photos are associated with closed investigations of the alleged abuse of detainees in our ongoing war effort. And I want to emphasize that these photos that were requested in this case are not particularly sensational, especially when compared to the painful images that we remember from Abu Ghraib. But they do represent conduct that did not conform with the Army manual. That's precisely why they were investigated. And I might add, investigated long before I took office. and where appropriate, sanctions have been applied. In other words, this is not a situation in which the Pentagon has concealed or sought to justify inappropriate action. Rather, it has gone through the appropriate and regular processes, and the individuals who were involved have been identified and appropriate actions have been taken. It's therefore my belief that the publication of these photos would not add any additional benefit to our understanding of what was carried out in the past by a small number of individuals. In fact, the most direct consequence of releasing them, I believe, would be to further inflame anti-American opinion and to put our troops in greater danger. Moreover, I fear the publication of these photos may only have a chilling effect on future investigations of detainee abuse. And obviously the thing that is most important in my mind is making sure that we are abiding by the Army manual and that we are swiftly investigating any instances in which individuals have not acted appropriately and that they are appropriately sanctioned. That's my aim, and I do not believe that the release of these photos at this time would further that goal. Now, let me be clear. I am concerned about how the release of these photos would impact on the safety of our troops. I have made it very clear to all who are within the chain of command, however, of the United States Armed Forces that the abuse of detainees in our custody is prohibited and will not be tolerated. I have repeated that since I've been in office. Secretary Gates understands that. Admiral Mullins understands that, and that has been communicated across the chain of command. Any abuse of detainees is unacceptable. It is against our values. It endangers our security. It will not be tolerated. All right? Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, so you heard the whole deal there, Obama defending his decision. But this, again, is a giant reversal of what originally was going to happen. Here's what I think. Besides half of Congress raining holy hell down on him for this decision, or the White House in general for this decision, you also had, obviously, and he talked about that, you obviously had people wearing the uniform saying, whoa, you know, your senior military commanders are not liking the decision to do this because they do think it would lead to more violence against the troops that are already there. I mean, my goodness, man, what can you expect from the guys who are serving 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 combat tours? You got to protect them. And they would not be protected if these photos were circulated all over the place. Trust me, Al Jazeera would have a field day with them. Whether they weren't as bad as a couple of the other photos that were released, baloney. I guarantee whatever it is, it's going to be negative and it would reflect on the troops, no doubt about it. Now, here's the interesting part, because this is a huge shift in course. I mean, a huge shift. But the American Civil Liberties Union, our favorite, the ACLU, pushed for the photos release, right? And so now they're furious. I mean, they are outraged at this decision, saying it makes a mockery of Obama's campaign promise. And what was that campaign promise? That this administration is going to be transparent, unlike the previous administration. That was one of the rallying cries everywhere Obama went. So what the ACLU is saying, that it's essential that they release these photos so the public can examine the photos themselves for the torture and abuse that was conducted in the name of the United States. And also, because this was their other part, that high-level officials who authorized, you know, who said do it, would be held accountable. And this was a heavy, heavy push. I mean, they are furious, and they're not the only ones furious, and they're going to continue to fight this. Also, Amnesty International said they were disappointed, too. However, guys like Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Joe Lieberman both said that that was the right way to go. Remember, the two of them were pushing Obama not a couple of weeks ago not to release the photos. And for some, this is showing a weakness with Obama. For others, they're saying it shows a strength. Here's the bottom line. What say you, America, on this whole photo thing? I mean, I think most of you are going to say, no, it's ridiculous to release them. I don't care if you're a flaming liberal, if you call yourself that, if you're an independent, if you're a Republican, whatever. I mean, do we care about the guys who are serving? Isn't that what everybody always says when they call this show or shows like this show? You know, expressing how patriotic they are because they support the troops. So certainly that would have been in the worst possible interest. I mean, the worst possible interest. How much can you ask of the people who are already breaking their backs for a war? Two wars that we don't know how it's going to end up. I mean, not to belabor this point, but it makes me sad to think once the pullout happens with Iraq, what's going to happen there? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe the worst doesn't happen, and Nouri al-Maliki is correct, and that government stands on its own two feet and doesn't collapse and fold like a cheap suit like I think it will. I mean, I hope it doesn't, because the lives that were lost and everything that was fought for, I don't want to see that happen. So thumbs up on this for now, but I think there's going to be more pressure still. It's not over. I mean, this is just another round and a flip-flop on this. Because what happened was, once again, when those memos were released in April, the memos that were released, and then the witch hunt that now is ensuing over getting the guys, the lawyers that gave the backup, the legal justification for the harsh interrogation tactics, the waterboarding, all that stuff, all that has not died down, and this would have just added to it. I mean, it would have been like throwing gasoline onto the fire. And there's going to be a bunch of hearings on this. Now, and they already started, because you had the former FBI agent who argued that, and this was a big bombshell that might have gotten lost because of the announcement of not releasing the detainee photos and stuff, but there was an FBI agent who, his name was Ali Sufan, and his name was released, but he didn't want to be seen. In fact, he testified through one of those screens, and he argued that methods like the waterboarding produced unreliable evidence and were ineffective, basically. And we know that this is what the argument is. Why does it work and all that other sort of stuff? I mean, that was the thing I said. When everybody's screaming the whole thing about waterboarding and whatever, what I wanted to know immediately is, can you point to things that say, well, this works? You're never going to get people to say it's still what America should do now that it's been released. But did it work? And Dick Cheney is the guy who's been touting that it does, that the tactics did provide serious nuggets of valuable intelligence, and he's pushing the administration to release all the memos so you can have a timeline of the effectiveness. And I'm thinking, if he's pushing to release all the memos, there has to be more to this, because why would he push for that? Why would he push if he was privy, which he was, to all the memos and knew what was going on? It wouldn't make any sense, because if anything, he would keep his mouth shut about that, but he's not. So the FBI agent said that it didn't work, said that the information came out after Zebediah was waterboarded all those times, it was after that or right before it. But while it was going on, it didn't lead to any information. Because remember, Zebediah was the one who gave up Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is supposedly the mastermind, the mini mastermind behind 9/11. In the meantime, Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House is the, it's hard for me to say that even, she is third in line for the presidency. And here's the scoop on Pelosi. Supposedly she knew about waterboarding and other things, or did she know? She's being very coy about all of this, and a lot of people say a lot, there is a push to have, Nancy Pelosi have to testify, have to talk about, you know, what she knew. Do you think that's fair or foul, America? Would you like to hear what Pelosi has to say in a hearing? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you here on ATN.
There is no excuse for that. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the category of you might want to rethink that, buddy, Norm Coleman, who's pushing, and saying that the Senate seat should be his, not Al Franken's, is now the target of an FBI investigation. I have the scoop on all of that. Somebody told me there was some things going on with Coleman, and I didn't believe him, actually. But I guess there is. That's what happens when you just won't back away. So, speaking of backing away, it looks like Nancy Pelosi, and I just mentioned this, is really distancing herself from what she knew or what she didn't know, or what she did know, rather, as far as the torture is concerned, or enhanced interrogation techniques, depends on your point of view, right? Wink, wink. So here's the deal. Nancy Pelosi, if she's going to rail on everybody else for not stepping forward and going after the lawyers and holding these hearings and pushing in that direction, in fact, pushing for transparency, then she herself has to be transparent. So I think absolutely the Speaker of the House should have to appear at one of these hearings and answer some questions about, okay, were you briefed? What did you know in the brief? You know, what did you know by the briefing, etc. It's only fair. If you're going to call for other people to have to get up there and you're going to start to dig into the legalities of the memos that were shaped and all that other sort of stuff, then absolutely she should be held accountable for this. Is there anyone who disagrees with that? because I can't imagine that you would. If you're going to call the kettle black, then, man, watch out, because turnabout is fair play. Now, she may step up there, say, I heard this, this, and this, didn't realize this, whatever it is. That's fine. But I reserve the right to say that she needs to be grilled on the Hill. 800-259-5791, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. So I don't think that's going to happen, though, because I believe that Nancy Pelosi, as much as she has some detractors, she has enough people that owe her favors, and she has enough people in power in her pocket. So I'm going to say that we're probably not going to see Nance doing the dance on the Hill to answer a few questions. I feel that it's only fair to get the whip out and throw a few lashes the way of the Speaker of the House. Do we have that? I haven't done this in a long time. It just annoys me. I don't like double speak. I say it all the time. I don't care about the labels. I don't care what you are, who you are. I implore people all the time to call this show. You don't have to agree with me. You can think I'm ridiculous in some of my opinions, or you think I'm absolutely right. But you can call the show and defend Nancy Pelosi if you want, or you could agree with me on Pelosi. I think, to me, it doesn't matter whoever the Speaker of the House was. If this is what they're going to do, and they're going to go on man, woman, whoever, they're going to go on this hunt for the so-called lawbreakers, then she's going to have to answer the questions, too. See, it's always that way. And she wasn't the only one, because, of course, Congresswoman Jane Harman was also informed about what was happening with the interrogations. So there's no backing out of that, but Harman's not trying to back out of that, at least not that I've seen anywhere. In the case of Pelosi, they had a terse little response that was released last week, and that was all. If she can defend the position and say she didn't know one thing about waterboarding, didn't know it was happening, didn't know about being stripped naked and stress positions, so what did they tell her? What did they tell her in a briefing about techniques? Anything? Just that we're going to do these techniques? Okay. How do you feel about that? Nothing? I don't know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and have heard what was said, because remember, this was on the heels of 9/11. People wanted blood, wanted revenge after what happened in New York, in Washington, and on that field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm not giving anyone a pass or an excuse. I'm just saying, remember the time. See, and that infuriates a lot of people, because they'll say, it doesn't matter what happened. We're not those kind of people. But that's not true. You got to remember, there was blood literally running through the streets of our biggest city, New York. Okay? And in a way, there were some restraints, I think, as far as this whole headhunting thing for Osama bin Laden. Things should have been done sooner. In fact, I'd throw part of that on the Clinton administration when they had the chance for not doing it, when they could have. He slips through everyone's fingers, and people forget about bin Laden. Every once in a while, someone makes a speech, they bring up bin Laden's name and say, you know, we will not give up. Obama said it a few times. He said it when he was running. But will we ever catch this guy? Will we ever catch bin Laden? And then come the questions about, well, is the guy even alive? And doesn't matter what bounty you put on his head, $50 million, $100 million, $200 million, nobody in the Middle East is going to point out where bin Laden is, because he has too many backers, too many people that are hiding him, would stick up for him, whatever. So it's not going to happen. All right, in the meantime, besides torture and detainees, we have some other things. Yeah, do you believe it? We have some other things going on across the land, and some of them pretty interesting, to say the least. I mean, we started off talking about sports and the fact that we're deep into the playoffs at this point. But besides sports, we have some interesting things happening across the land when it comes to the way people make a living. Dealerships. How many people know a guy down the street or a couple blocks away or one of your best buddies that owns a dealership? It seems like, you know, to me, people always say the streets are lined with mini malls or those shopping centers, the strip malls, you know. But I think the streets are lined with dealerships. It doesn't matter what city I've lived in. I'm always a mile or two away from some dealership somewhere. Now, General Motors and Chrysler are going to drop 3,000 U.S. dealers. So you got to think a bunch of people are losing gigs there. They're going to start sending out these notes starting tomorrow. And, of course, June 1st is the deadline for GM to restructure or they have to file for bankruptcy. And they're going to send out probably 2,000 or more. Think about that. I kind of skimmed through this, and I jotted down a note when we mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. But 2,000 dealers, that's a third of the 6,000 dealers in the U.S. Yeah. And Chrysler filed for bankruptcy, we know, at the end of April. And they've got about 1,000 of their almost 3,100 dealers that are terminating their franchise agreements, right? So that means that's going to shut down auto dealerships, right? And how much pain is that going to cause in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood? I'm thinking, I did purposely a little surveying of the land where I am, and there's a bunch of them. I bet you a bunch of people in Texas, a lot of those dealerships are in Texas, are going to be getting those notes. So sadly, a lot of people will absolutely be losing their jobs. It's not just about the guys working on the line. It's not just about taking the summer off. And we've said this. There's people that listen in Kentucky, and a lot of you guys have called and you've talked about parts and getting parts and how that affects even some of the other guys who aren't GM, who aren't Chrysler. So now it's just, of course, this is inevitable. And I'm sure that many of those dealerships were planning on this happening. But the problem is when you've made your living and a good living for a very long time doing the car thing, where do you go from there? Because you're going to have involuntary terminations. So is there going to be a legal backlash from dealers who are, let's say, independent retail networks? Because wouldn't they be protected, I'm just thinking out loud, wouldn't they be protected by whatever the state franchise laws are? I would think they would be. I would think they would be. So they got to be careful about that. And the dealers have stepped up lobbying big time in Washington because they're trying to slow down that whole closure thing because it's going to cost a ton of jobs. You know how many jobs? At least 200,000, maybe more. So a across-the-board cut of dealers is rough economically for cities, for suburbs around the country, the people who, of course, fill those jobs, and also could end up in massive lawsuits. Send me an email, day or night, as I am fond of saying, to America Tonight, americatonight.net.
All right, everybody. Lock and load.